So it goes with, it started with the children. Before that, you heard Subtractive Lad with Body of Water. More artists from here in British Columbia on Sierra Moose Radio. What's going on, folks? We are approaching the end of the show, and it feels like now would be a good time to give a shout out and an expression of love to my wife. Today is our seven. Today, sorry, the day I am recording this, July 5th, is the 7-year anniversary of our wedding, which is very exciting and constantly kind of a surprise. But we've been together now 12 years, almost 12, 11 years? Jesus, whatever. We're coming up on 12, 11 at least. And this is our 7-year wedding anniversary. And I'm here sitting in the back of my house recording a radio show. So I'm looking forward to wrapping this up and going hang out with her. We did hang out this morning. We played Fortnite, which was a blast, and ate cheese Danishes from Safeway. And I got to say something about cheese Danishes. I don't understand why we bother to make a Danish that isn't a cheese Danish, because goddamn if that's not the best kind of Danish. You know what I'm saying? We did it. We solved Danishes, and that's the best one. So why are we making any other kind? I am advocating to get rid of all Danishes that aren't cheese Danishes, because hot damn are they delicious. I am off topic. It does seem, though, worth saying that and acknowledging that milestone, and the fact that she is unbelievably supportive of the shenaniganery that I get up to. I believe is outside right now planting pumpkins, which is really cool, and I'm really excited to see the pumpkins grow. So anyway, we're going to carry this on and check out some more music from here in British Columbia. I've got Crummy coming up. I've got some Ape War, Shep Dandelion, and Drew Ann all coming up next. And a quick reminder to everybody to please go over to themarsh.ca and have a look at the new website. There's all kinds of, it's, I've tried to make it much more accessible and navigable. I do know that I need to do some work on the mobile version, but it should be okay. But I'd say if you're at your computer, just bring up the Marsh, check it out, see what kinds of things I got going on over there. There's a lot, and I'm very pleased and proud of it. So themarsh.ca. And please pre-order the self-titled Megafauna record that comes out in September. That is my next album. I'm very proud of it, and I want people to hear it. According to the private streams that I've handed out, about 250 people have heard it, which is crazy. I just need all of them to buy it also. Maybe, if you can, please just maybe consider giving it the old purchase. That would be huge. Anyway, here's some Drew Ann with Disembodied on Sierra Moose Radio, and we will be back when it's over.
Down. I think my life would be better if I drove a garbage truck, left my problems behind me without a garbage fuck. But I can't try, and I'm too anxious for heavy machines, so I'll die. Never having seen polyester seats of a garbage truck. Growing up, I love mighty machines and Tonka trucks. Fill my toy dump truck with dirt all around and made up scenes. But I grew up, and so those metal trucks I give up. No, I'll never be as happy as when life was about big ass trucks. Cause nothing I do will ever match the bliss I felt when I wasn't concerned about anything else. And what torture I take out today. Now I'm worried if I'll make it to next pay. And I'm feeling my breath in the back of my chest. Just a big old mess. So I'm riding the bus, mooching from the friends I love. I can't stand it. The tired creatures we've all become, we've all abandoned. There's no going back when life was simple and we were all young. Nothing I do will ever match the bliss I felt when I wasn't concerned about anything else. And what toy should I take out today? Now I'm worried I'll make it to next pay. And I'm feeling my breath in the back of my chest. Just a big old my life would be better if I drove a garbage truck, left my problems behind me without a garbage fuck. But I can't drive, I'm too anxious for heavy machines, so I'll die. Never having seen polyester seats of a garbage truck.
Ape War with Xbox, Riot. Before that, Shep Dandelion with Truck. And before that, Drew Ann with Disembodied. You are are now and have been listening to Syrup Moose Radio, your favorite award-winning anti-fascist anarchist radio show. And in the, considering we are at the end of the show, I think it would be appropriate to go through and just let you know all the different places that you can listen to this show. How about that? How does that sound? So the Syrup Moose Radio is on 6 days a week, and I am hoping to get that seventh day someday soon. Tuesdays is my home, my primary station. At 9 p.m. on Tuesdays on 93.9 FM CICK out of Smithers, British Columbia. I am also on Mondays at 10 p.m. Pacific on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby. I am on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Pacific on 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. Fridays at 8 p.m. at Universal on Untidy Radio, which you can hear all over the world. Saturdays at 1 a.m. on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario, and on Sundays at 12 midnight Mountain Time on 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, as well as a 9 p.m. Pacific rebroadcast of the episode on 93.9 FM CICK. And this episode you're listening to is the 116th episode of the show, which is bananas. And if you would like to send music or thoughts or feelings or adoration for the show, you can do so by emailing me at radio@themarsh.ca. That is, themarsh.ca is my other home, I suppose. That's where all of my other creative projects live. Music, zines, stuff that I want to write about, all kinds of stuff over there. So go check it out. There's a lot to like. I mentioned previously that I have a new album coming out from Megafauna. It is called Megafauna, and it is available right now for pre-order on Bandcamp and Ampwall. It will also be available on Artcore and Subvert. I just haven't gotten around to that yet. If those are your preferred places, you can also book Megafauna for live shows by emailing megafauna@themarsh.ca. I hope to hear from you. And I have one more show planned. I have nothing after that for the year, at least nothing that I have been asked for. April or August 22nd, 2026, at Char's Landing in Port Alberni, I will be playing the entirety of my new album almost a full month before the album comes out. So if you want to hear it all, go check that out. I think that would be very cool. Yeah. And thank you again to everybody who came out to see me at Midsummer. That was also very cool of you, especially the ones who stuck around to the end. You're the real ones, and I really appreciate you. I will be releasing that set. It is called Birdsong. I just need to do a little bit of work to get it ready to go. I didn't start recording for like 10 minutes, which is classic me. But we will get to it, and it'll come out. It'll probably come out before the September album, but it'll have a little bit less fanfare, I think. But anyway, I hope you check it out when it comes out. I got lots going on that's not coming out for a while. Working on something coming out in October, which I am excited to talk more about a little bit later. And yeah, so that's it, folks. Please visit themarsh.ca. Please pre-order the new Megafauna record. And please enjoy this song by Crummy called Michael. And I will be back next week. Thank you all for listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Down.
no man.